USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time unemployment jobless claims are falling for a fourth straight week as the previous week's total was revised higher. The Labor Department reporting 793,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week. Those numbers out as President Biden is continuing to push his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Regarding that relief plan, Michael Strain is a director of economic policy studies at AEI. He tells CNBC,
there are a lot of things that this bill spends money on that would actually set the recovery back. The unemployment benefit checks, for example, would hold the recovery back while also costing a lot of money. The direct checks to households won't help the recovery, but will also add considerably to the size of the bills.
And the impeachment trial of former President Trump continues in the Senate. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Shipments of COVID-19 vaccines are beginning to make their way to the nation's pharmacies. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells NBC's Today Show the pace of the rollout is starting to pick up.
Namely, pharmacies, community vaccine centers, mobile units really stepping up the pace of vaccination. So I believe we're on target. We are on target of what the president said, and hopefully as we get into the early spring, we'll have a much greater acceleration of dosage.
The federal government is shipping 1 million doses per week to 6,500 pharmacies across the country starting this week. Eventually, that number will increase to 40,000. Boeing 737 MAX planes are returning to the skies for United Airlines. Thursday morning, the first flight for the airlines took off from Houston to Denver. This comes after the FAA lifted its nearly two-year grounding of the planes, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal prosecutors and regulators are investigating whether market manipulation or other types of misconduct fueled the rapid rise last month in prices of stocks such as GameStop and AMC Entertainment Holdings. Those fluctuations hurt hedge funds. When it comes to hedge funds, pollster Frank Luntz tells CNBC the public doesn't have too strong of an opinion about a hedge fund.
But the fact is that this is an industry that's under attack. This is an industry that isn't trusted. People don't have faith and confidence in it. And one of the challenges is that they, quite frankly, they've got no one explaining what they do. And I don't mean lobbyists. I mean people who are responsible for saying, for explaining the process, explaining why they are important to the investment community. Because right now, with Democrats in control of the House and Senate, you could absolutely see some sort of constraints, additional regulation, because that was key in all of this, that the American people want to see some sort of balance.
The White House is prioritizing getting America's economy on stable footing and increasing the country's competitive edge to keep up with China. In a briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is focused on solving problems here at home to be able to compete with China. Those comments come after the president had a lengthy call with the Chinese president. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.